This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
What's going on, guys? This is Brandon, and you're listening to All Things Testosterone. To kick things off today, I wanted to tell a little bit of a story. So I had the pleasure of speaking with Joel Staley with Dads Who Lift. He's got the Dads Who Lift podcast and Facebook group. Spoke with him a couple of weeks ago, and you know, we kind of talked about, well, we mostly talked about testosterone, but then off mic, we talked about me and you know, my struggles with diet and exercise and sticking to a program and getting and staying healthy. And I think, you know, a lot of guys struggle with this, especially once you reach, you know, an age where you're competitive in your career, you're raising a family. You know, I don't have a lot of time and I'm tired, you know, I'm exhausted. So we talked about his program. He's got a 6-week shred program. It's $97. He signed me up for it. I started it yesterday. For the $97, you get 6 weeks worth of workouts, meal plans, access to the private Facebook forum, access to him for questions and answers. I mean, it seems like, you know, I did my homework before I agreed to do it and to talk about it. It seems like, you know, the guys that do it and adhere to the restrictions really do well in that 6 weeks time frame. It's got a 30-day guarantee also, you know, a refund if you're not satisfied. It's not cardio heavy. If it were, I wouldn't be doing it. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on that. Today, I am talking with Dr. Anthony Balducci. He's the founder of the Fit Father Project. And his passion is specifically for helping men over 40 get and stay healthy and fit. Kind of, you know, I'm doing a lot of this for my own personal benefit. You know, I want to talk to Joel Staley about health and fitness. I want to talk to Dr. Balducci about health and fitness. I want to talk to people because, you know, I don't feel healthy. I don't feel fit. And I'm right now, currently, I'm motivated to get that way. So what I did with Dr. Balducci, I keep saying Balducci, Balduzzi, is, you know, I picked his brain. I wanted to know what's the number one this and number one that. So for example, you know, we're going to talk about, his passion, obviously, for helping men. We talked about the number one secret to getting and staying healthy and fit. We talked about the number one type of exercise you should be doing. We talked about how important hormones are to health and fitness. We talked about the number one best food to eat and the number one thing that most guys do wrong. So I wanted like knowledge burst here. What's the number one this, the number one that? Hopefully, you know, the episode's longer than normal, but hopefully that keeps it short enough that we can retain your attention. I know I took a lot from it, and I plan on incorporating all of the things that we talked about into my, you know, diet, exercise, my health routine. Anyway, without further ado, you know, meal plans, workouts, motivation, design for busy fathers that want to get fit for the second half of life. I'm talking today with a man that's helped over 10,000 fathers lose over 100,000 pounds. You can visit fitfatherproject.com to get your free meal plan and workout. This episode of All Things Testosterone is the Fit Father Project meets the TRT community, and I'm joined today with Dr. Anthony Balducci. Thanks for chatting today, Dr. Balducci.
I am super excited to be here. You know, I love what you're doing with the community. I'm excited to, you know, meld communities with this, and we're going to have a great conversation.
Excellent. So let's jump right into it. Your passion is for helping fathers over 40 get and stay healthy and fit. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to do that, to work with that demographic?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm not 40 yet. I'm in my young 30s.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah, if I were 40, you know, and I was looking all fit, that'd be another question. But the reason I'm so passionate about helping guys who are 40 is because growing up, I watched my own dad struggle terribly with his health. You know, just worked a long job, you know, neglected his eating and his exercise. Eventually, he was diagnosed with cancer and he passed away at 42. And that to say that shocked and rocked our entire world would be an understatement. It was me, my mom, my little brother, and we started asking a lot of questions, you know, like what the heck happened to dad? And it lit a fire in my belly at a very young age to do everything that I could as, you know, the man of the house now to eat eat healthy and exercise to stay strong, take care of my mom, my little brother, and at the same time, you know, to figure out how I could make sure that I would be around for my kids and my grandkids. So that's where it started. And I dove deep into health because I was able to see a very direct connection between, you know, how my dad was living and what happened to him. And, sure. and I felt like my dad, had another half of life that he wasn't able to experience, memories of my mom and raising my brother and I. And I just didn't want that to happen, to me, absolutely. But in turn, to help other dads. So I dove deep into fitness, exercise, nutrition. I got into personal training and bodybuilding. Eventually, that led me to medical school. And when I got out, I realized that the vast majority of, the chronic conditions that I was seeing in clinic were largely fixed by eating, sleep, diet, exercise kind of stuff. And I wanted to help guys, men and women, at that midpoint of life, like my dad, turn things around, because it is a real tipping point. A lot of us, when we're, in our 40s, 50s, and 60s, and I'm speaking not from direct experience, but from the thousands of people we've helped, you need to make a change or things are going to go downhill fast. And there's been a lot of accumulated metabolic damage, body damage. And the beautiful message is that things can turn around. And we like to provide, simple, sustainable paths to helping guys get out of that rut. And get back to looking and feeling amazing and enjoying the next 30, 40 years of life with a body that looks and feels great. So that's why I'm passionate. It's partly the memory of my dad. And now it's the impact and all the lives that the Fit Father Project's helped. Like, that's what fuels me. And that's why I'm so excited to share what I consider, in a way, a gospel of good news that you can live healthy, eat healthy, move. You don't have to have a super restrictive, diet. And we could talk about some of the approaches we use here in this conversation today.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say is your number one? What's the secret? What about it is sustainable and low impact, I guess?
Perfect. So I think when guys, let's just say guys want to lose weight, get healthy. This is our general goal we're kind of talking about. A lot of guys approach it the wrong way. They have their priorities mixed up. And it's partly because a lot of men are conditioned around myths that you have to spend a lot of time doing cardio and exercising to lose weight. Exercise is absolutely beneficial, particularly for testosterone levels. And we'll get into the types of exercise that are really beneficial. But the priorities when you're looking to lose healthy is, number one, fix your sleep. That's priority number one. Okay. Yes, because we're biocircadian beings, right? Our bodies run on these circadian rhythms and clocks, and it's largely synced in and trained to the light and dark cycles. The sun rises, that does changes to our neural chemistry. We secrete serotonin in our brains from sunlight, and later that turns into melatonin at night. And without getting too deep into the science, what basically happens is when our sleep is screwed up, all of those hormones start getting screwed up. And particularly as we're talking about testosterone, testosterone and cortisol are almost on a seesaw relationship. Mm-hmm. As cortisol levels rise chronically, testosterone levels drop. That's why you see a lot of totally stressed out guys, 20 years of working hard, not sleeping great, eating like crap, who have tanked T levels. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for that, right? So sleep is the foundation of maintaining your hormones and your metabolic rhythm. So basically, if we don't fix that first, anything we start to do on the diet and the exercise front is like pushing a big rock uphill. Yeah. I'd rather have, we got to get the baseline right. So the sleep and the mindset too is stuff we work on, because as a lot of us know, especially those of us who try to lose weight in the past, weight loss is not like, it's not like we don't know that salmon is healthier than the burger. It's like, how do we get ourselves to order the salmon, right? It's a behaviors and psychology game. So the first pillars are sleep and getting the proper mindset. And then the next one is nutrition. You cannot out-exercise a bad diet. This is something we preach at the Fit Father Project like tenfold. We have guys lose 100 pounds with us who just take daily walks. They don't touch a dumbbell or a treadmill. Mm-hmm. So it's just like understanding that getting the nutrition piece can drive a vast majority of the results is a very liberating concept for a lot of guys who believe and they're misinformed in the sense that they feel like they have to spend time, invest time exercising. There's a lot of resistance around that, particularly if you're a busy guy with a family and a job. And now when it does come to exercise, there are certain exercises that are most effective. And these we call it metabolic resistance training, combination of strength training in like a cardio circuit fashion. And when you do these types of workouts, they can be around 30 to 45 minutes. They can elevate your metabolism for maybe up to a whole day afterward. And if you do those three times per week, you can have a metabolism that's behaving and acting 10 years younger than normal on like 90 minutes of time investment.
I love those exercises, those workouts. Those are my favorite.
you get it, right? So imagine you do that on Monday, you get a boost through Tuesday. You do it on Wednesday, you get the boost through Thursday. You do it on Friday, you get the boost through the weekend. And now you have an elevated metabolism, and you can start to view exercise not as calories burned, but an investment in your metabolic health. Yeah. So I think of the totality of looking at the big picture of this conversation, it's like, let's get the sleep right. Let's make sure we're moving our bodies and eating a good, you know, nutritious diet. And we can talk about some principles we have around there, because that's probably the biggest piece that trips guys up is the eating front. And then let's do these MRT workouts a couple times a week. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but you do need the right strategies. And ultimately, what it ended up looking like is if you have a simple meal plan, you got your sleep schedule dialed in, and you're working out 90 to 120 minutes per week, a lot of busy guys can sustain that.
Yeah.
It's a much more sustainable approach.
Those workouts always make me feel like I'm cheating something. It, you know, like I'm getting the cardio, at, you know, almost kind of a circuit training style. I'm getting the cardio without having to do the cardio. Exactly. I feel like I'm getting away with something.
Totally, you are. It does feel like you're cheating, right? Because you're definitely strength training. You're getting that pump, but you're getting probably better cardio than if you would have spent 30 minutes, you know, flipping through your phone on an elliptical machine, right?
Well, sure, because I just wouldn't have done it. So
there you go.
So I originally came across the Fit Father project when I was searching YouTube for TRT videos. You produced a video about TRT and how one would determine if it was a viable option for them. With, you know, in working with men to become fit, how important, and you've touched on it a little bit, but how important is that testosterone level?
A beautiful question. And so we did touch on it in the sense that, like, why we prioritize sleep is we're trying to get those hormones and rhythms in check. And it's an interesting thing about testosterone in particular for men, because the process of losing weight and getting healthier and getting those behaviors naturally starts to get men with lower T levels to have higher testosterone. So as we lose fat, right, less body fat, we're aromatizing less of the testosterone we do have into estrogen. Mm-hmm. We're ideally sleeping better. That's going to improve testosterone levels. We're strength training. That's going to improve testosterone levels. So the process of losing weight will help improve testosterone levels. At the same time, there is a certain level when testosterone levels are so low that you just have no drive, no energy. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's when guys are sitting using the standard nanograms per deciliter. You know, if you're sitting under, and this is, you can't even throw a level on it because it's symptomatic based on every individual. But if you're on the very, very low end of the normal, or if not just totally tanked, you know, maybe testosterone needs to come first before starting a diet and exercise program. I think for the vast majority of guys, though, you know, we don't do any formal prescriptions of testosterone in our program. You know, we give some recommendations on some natural supplements, and certainly the program itself would support healthy testosterone levels. I think for most guys, they can see improvements with test levels just from the process of losing weight and doing all the things it requires. But there are a certain percentage of people who, you know, if you just feel totally tanked out, the last thing you want to do is high intensity exercise on top of the fact when your nervous system's all burned out.
And there does seem to be a trend right now, you know, with guys that are coming back mid to upper range of normal and somehow still getting treatment. And I definitely agree that, you know, you've said it, sleep, diet, losing weight, all of these things will definitely increase your testosterone. So the trend is do the testosterone first and then get into shape or even, you know, better shape. But I agree, it's not medically indicated for everyone.
Well, I think here's the thing. It's like TRT can absolutely be life-changing, but for, you know, but there are a lot of logistics that people who are not on TRT don't realize. You know, it's something that you have to keep up with. It becomes a part of your daily being and your daily rhythms in life. And I think for a majority of you guys, if we can postpone that decision for a longer period of time, it ends up being easier. You know, you get on TRT when it is really the right time. And for guys who have a body that is not working well, I think it's first, like, let's clean up some of the noise so we can see the true signal. And the noise would be the bad sleep, the bad diet, the lack of exercise. And then we'll assess how you feel. And if it's still like, we're still, something's not right, then we go down that route. And I'm a fan too of visibility. So it's always a good idea, even before starting a health program, to get some blood work. You know, your doctor can very easily get some blood work. And I think it gives a lot of guys a peace of mind when they can see their, you know, their total and free testosterone levels. And it's one piece of the picture. And I think that we have a fitness market right now, particularly who is speaking to men over 40, that's like, testosterone is everything. Yeah. You know, if you don't have this, it's like, it's the key to your life and why you're not seeing any results. And that's unfortunately not true.
Sure. And, you know, I'm an advocate of testosterone, obviously, but I would admit that there it's complicated. And if you're already, you know, if you don't have the time to be fit, to throw another complication on top of everything else, I like to keep things simple, you know? So if I can get fit first and then maybe develop some of those disciplines that were necessary that are going to carry over into my treatment plan for testosterone, because it's complicated. There's a lot to know. It's not just as simple as, I take an injection every month and everything runs smoothly. No, there's a lot involved.
Yes, totally.
So a little lighter question. What one food do you eat the most of?
Okay. Well, I have to say it's like my entire, I like to keep things simple too. So it's my entire meal number one ensemble. I like to intermittent fast. So My first meal is a combination of a couple sunny side up eggs with a very particular kind of breakfast protein shake that has some organic blueberries, chia seeds, hemp seeds. I have a raw egg in there. Okay. I have, some certain kinds of like raw high quality, whey powder and, some super greens kind of thing. So I was thinking about this is the number one thing that's like the bedrock is my meal number one is standardized. And I think this is actually potentially, not that this was supposed to be a teaching moment, but I feel like I'm going down this rabbit hole anyway, so we're going to go there. But it's a really good idea to have a standardized meal every day for most men, particularly one that helps you meet your micronutrient targets.
Okay.
So we all hear a lot about macros, right? Proteins, carbs, and fats. You can find those in endless forms. But micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, some of the phytochemicals, I like to standardize it. So I know I have one of the best supplements on the market. It's not ours. It's called Maximum Vibrance. It's a very expensive like greens powder that has your probiotics, all the super greens, vitamins. I know that by taking that early in the day, I've kind of almost like covered my bases for all the micronutrient stuff. So the rest of the day, I can be a little more flexible with the different types of foods I eat.
Okay.
So to get back to the basic question, I think it would be my berry protein raw egg morning shake.
So 30 ingredients, but you cram them all into one thing and that's your everyday.
Yeah, it's my everyday. And I know the kind of calories that's kind of dialed in for me and my body, helps me maintain my weight, helps me, not be full while I'm, or stay full, I should say, while I'm working. And it's just convenient, right? You can blend it up and it's done in 5 minutes.
Is it not dangerous to consume raw eggs?
The salmonella is largely on the outside. Okay, we'll put it this way. I've had about 1 to 2 raw eggs most days of my life over the last 10 years, and I've had no issues.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of some people could probably do the same thing and run into some issues. The salmonella is largely on the outside of the egg. So worrying about the food contamination, will I have diarrhea kind of thing, doesn't seem to really affect too many people. You could go overboard eating too many raw eggs because the egg white protein itself can bind some B vitamins, but with 1 to 2 eggs a day, not a big deal. But hey, I also cook them sunny side up. So also eggs are a food that can absolutely help support healthy testosterone levels for sure. So it is a good thing for guys to consider having in the plan. One thing you don't want to do with eggs though is cook them at high heat.
Okay.
You don't want to scramble them. You don't want to oxidize the cholesterol in the yolk.
Really?
You want it to stay lower temperature. So now as we're looking into these more advanced lipid panels now, we're not just looking at total cholesterol and triglycerides. We're looking at like oxidized cholesterol, like how much of your LDL is oxidized. And heat oxidizes the cholesterol. So in the process of scrambling that yolk, it actually does some bad things to those cholesterol. And there's a big difference between eating a scrambled egg and eating a sunny side up or a raw egg in that respect. So not to throw all the scrambled eggs out forever, but I do prefer them sunny side up for that reason.
I feel like every food choice I've ever made has just been blown up with that. I had no idea. And honestly, if I'm ordering eggs or cooking eggs, I'd always prefer to scramble them. It just seems easier for some reason.
If you scramble them, keep them on the gooier side.
Okay.
And if you don't like gooey eggs, you're SOL.
Well, I'll just crack it and pour it down my throat, I guess. I don't have an issue with eating them raw. Well, I say that. I've never tried it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do that tomorrow morning. We're going to see how it works.
Cool. Yeah, I don't think you're going to notice a thing.
It's not like oysters, is it? I can't do oysters.
No. And I mean, they're slimy, but I would actually just put it in a little protein shake.
Okay.
We won't even notice it.
Good. So you're a wealth of knowledge, but if you have to list one thing that most men do wrong when trying to diet, exercise, be healthy, what is like the biggest misnomer or issue?
Yeah. Getting healthy, is a behaviors game. It's about creating a routine that can be consistent. And a lot of guys start plans that are very effective in the short term but aren't sustainable in the long term, and particularly around the nutrition and or the exercise. So either doing exercise that's too intense or the wrong types of workouts, so like hours of cardio. But I think the main big idea here is that everything needs to be calibrated around your specific schedule versus my specific schedule. So you and I have different, we have different daily rhythms. We have different family lives, responsibilities. So that that means there are more convenient eating timing setups that would be better for you than for me. Maybe you have a super busy morning and breakfast is just something that's really hard for you to get. So maybe intermittent fasting work better for you. Maybe you wake up super early in the morning and you need to get a breakfast in that works for you. So I think the key point here is we need to start looking at our nutrition plans and our exercise plans by looking at our schedules first and building around what's natural in our rhythm already, as sure. opposed to the other option, which is we're trying to cram a square peg into a round hole in a sense, taking like a cookie cutter diet and being like, okay, now I got to try to how to figure out how to make this work in my life.
Inserting ourselves into the wrong diet.
Exactly. Right, yeah. So how do you get a program that is designed and molded around you? Sure. And now our Fit Father program, for example, this is something that we take very seriously as a core principle. And it's not like a custom program where we sit down and tell you all these things, but we give you five or six different meal timing setups that are all viable, that are all very effective. And then you can kind of like pick, hey, this is the one that actually works for me. And then you can start to build these things together. But I think it's a philosophy shift. Yeah. It's like, I want to lose weight and keep it off for the long haul. So I need to have something that's behaviorally and habit sound, which means I got to build it around my schedule and it has to be simple.
Yeah, that's been my struggle my entire life. I've tried every diet, every exercise program. We've done CrossFit and high intensity stuff and keto and paleo and, powerlifting style strength training and 5x5 and just everything. And I guess for me, the most sustainable, the most enjoyable is probably any kind of heavy weight, low rep, you know, like a strength training type program. But I've done intermittent fasting. I mean, I've probably done, everything short of like a Weight Watchers or something like that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let me see. I think I've got one more question here for you. This is an interesting question. What one question should I have asked you that I didn't know to ask?
I thought about this, you know, and you gave me this in prep for this combo, and I think couldn't come up with a good answer. So I'm going to go with you can ask me what I want to be when I grow up.
Okay. What do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up?
So this answer's changed a lot, and I think eventually, you know, after I've done my work in this world of helping a lot of guys and getting the Fit Father Project to carry on well without me, I would love nothing more than to take my wife and move out into the forest with a fly fishing rod and a set of weights. And I think I want to be like a forest dweller and get back to the simple kind of stuff. That's kind of where my heart is right now.
Yeah.
Really, really simplify, because I think we have a lot of complex things going on in life, and that technology definitely makes it, it's a benefit. And I think it's going to be a little stressful too.
And it's probably incredibly difficult for a guy like yourself to get away. You know, I know I've tried to get away with it. I have a dumb phone, a brick phone, and I have my smartphone, and I switch back and forth because I don't always want to be connected. But when you have a business that's primarily based online, it's so hard to get away from all of that.
Very true.
Yeah. I'm the same way. Which state would you choose?
Probably Colorado, maybe Wyoming. Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado. I'm in Arizona right now. There's a lot of beautiful things in Arizona, but I'd get a little colder, I think.
Yeah, we don't have anything in Texas. It's just hot. There's nothing cool to look at. I would choose Wyoming for sure. I've never been there, but I feel like my heart is there, you know, like I belong there.
I'll see you there in a couple of years.
That'll work. Awesome. Well, again, I really, really appreciate you taking the time to chat and answer some of these questions. I think my guys will benefit from it quite a bit.
I hope so. It's my pleasure. Really enjoyed the conversation, Brandon.
All right. That's all we have for you today. I hope you're able to learn a thing or two from Dr. Balduzzi. He's a wealth of knowledge. I really hope to speak with him again in the future. Like always, if you're enjoying the show, like it, this isn't Facebook, subscribe to it, rate it, review it, tell your friends about it. I want to become famous because of it, so make me famous.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT Community.